Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening. Welcome, my dear listeners. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I'm so grateful and so honored that you are listening to the show today. This show is going to be off the hook, I promise. Oh my goodness, so much information I want to share with you. But before I do, I want to say hello to my new listeners. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. If you're wondering what the hell Reality Spirituality means, well, lucky for you, I have the answer. Reality Spirituality is a show that shares tools and strategies and new information that assists us in our daily life. You know that everything that we do, everything that we encounter, all of our events, all of our circumstances, all of our relationships, there's an underlining connection, spirit, with the event. In other words, everything that happens to you, my dear listener, everything that happens to you is connected to the universe. I use the word universe. You can use the term God, Buddha, higher power, source energy, whatever you like, but I use the term universe. So everything that happens to us, I mean everything, has a connection to the universe. And this show is about discovering that connection and also, more importantly, how to maintain and sustain this internal peace, this internal peace and contentment. Another word is happiness. How to be happy all the damn time. How to be happy every hour of every day. Do you think it's possible? I say yes. And I am on that path. You know, when I was younger, I asked for two things. I wished for two things. You know, every time you blow out your candles, you throw some money in the wishing well, where the hell is the wishing well? Throw your money in a pond or a river or those statues in the park. I always wish for two things. To live to my potential and to be happy. That's it. That's all I wanted. And so over the years and over the decades of this quest, of the search for happiness, and I have to say that being happy, having this internal peace, this foundation, it is right now my number one priority over anything else. Being happy is my number one priority. So with that as my priority, I have discovered, acknowledged things that, or circumstances, or people, or events that subtract from my happiness. Well, if something is subtracting from my happiness, I got to find a way to get rid of it. I got to find a way to eliminate it. That's just my thing. And I want to share with you on today's show how to eliminate anger. Do you think it's even possible? Do you think eliminating anger from your life would be welcomed, a good thing? Honestly, my listeners, listen, getting angry was just, you know, years ago, decades ago, getting angry was just something that I did, something that I did throughout the day. I mean, yeah, this is pissing me off. And honestly, I got pissed off if the wind blew in the wrong direction. That's how easy I angered. And it's all because of the way I was brought up, the conditioning or the brainwashing. And like, anger is natural. Anger is normal. Anger is a part of being human. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's not. Look around in the animal kingdom. Look in the animal kingdom. I love to go to Mother Nature to get my examples. When's the last time you've seen a zebra pissed off because nobody called him or nobody talked to him for the day? When's the last time you saw an elephant or heard of an elephant not speaking to his mother because the mother disinherited him? Whatever. So I'm saying that getting angry and that vibration of anger and that feeling of being angry, we were taught, we were conditioned to think that it's okay and that it's normal. Now let me say this. Some of my dear sweet listeners still like holding on to anger, still enjoy being angry, still want to get angry. It's normal. It's natural. I need to get it out. That's okay too. This is my humble opinion, and this is my experience. So I'm okay with whatever opinion you have. I'm okay with however you want to live your life. I'm just sharing that I got sick and tired of getting angry. And not only sick and tired, and not only tired of getting angry, but being angry, getting pissed off, started to not feel good anymore. It wasn't comfortable anymore. And I have to say that the biggest reason why it began to feel uncomfortable to me is because I want to be happy. You can't be angry and happy at the same time. I had to make a choice. And we all have choices. So this show, Reality Spirituality, is about discovering that everything that happens to us, we have a choice to react, we have a choice to think, we have a choice to label. I'm scratch that label because I don't like the word label. We actually can label any situation good or bad. We have that power. We have that choice. It's all up to you. Now, you are welcome to call in to the show and chat with my audience about your situation, your issues, your ideas, your share with what you think about getting angry and all that is. And the number to call in is 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619. Or even if you have a question, if you're struggling with anything in your life and you want to have a live answer, if you want me to answer the question for you, call in. Otherwise, I got this. I also want to, another thing I want to do is, before I go on, is also invite you to visit my website at www.RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And you can also email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. And you are welcome to email or search the website. I also offer coaching sessions, and I have two availabilities in the next 2 months. So if you'd like to contact me, that would be great. Back to the topic. You know, I listen to a lot of radio shows like this, and I have to say, I am not about fluff. I am not about giving you a lot of information and talking. I'm about, you have a problem, let's get to the solution. I have a problem, let's find the solution. And I really like to get to the nitty gritty, the least common denominator, to figure out why, and then to come up with an answer of how to resolve it. So let's get to today's topic, which is being uncomfortable and eliminating anger. Now, when I say eliminating anger, I'm talking about getting angry at someone, a specific person. Not getting angry at the problems of the world or the situation of the world or the guy in Korea or whatever it is. No, I'm talking about getting angry with a specific person. The other issue of being angry with the condition of the world, that can be eliminated too. Because quite frankly, you have, anytime you are into controlling anything outside of self, outside you're wasting your valuable moments. You cannot control anything outside of you. The world, the country, the financial status, the gas prices, you can't control any of it. So I let all of it go. What's on the news, I let all of it go. And you have the choice to pay attention to those things or not. But this particular topic of eliminating anger and getting angry is about being angry with someone. Because they did something to you, or they didn't do something for you, and now you're angry. So my question is it possible to never get angry with anyone ever again? I say yes. I say yes. Now, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just sharing my opinion about being angry. But to be clear, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you getting angry. Again, I've just come to a time in my life where the emotion and feeling angry doesn't feel good. It just doesn't. I don't like it. It sucks. I feel crappy when I get angry. Crappy. I used to feed on that feeling, and now I spit it out. Spit it out. Being happy has become my full-time job, and I said before, I'm speaking of an internal happiness. It doesn't coexist with being angry. One of those things had to go. Angry, happy. What am I going to choose? One of them has to go. They cannot live in the same space. There's not enough room. So I decided to kick out this anger issue. I want to share a story with you. It just happened two nights ago. You know, I've been an aerobic instructor for 30 plus years, and I've developed a close friendship with a few people, not a lot, a few people. And so three of us, I call them the three amigas, three of us went out to dinner a couple of nights ago to celebrate a birthday. One of my amigas was having a birthday, and so we went out to celebrate dinner. And it's interesting because the friendship that I have with these women is so special. It's a type of a friendship where we don't hang out that often, maybe once or twice a year. We don't talk on the phone all the time. We rarely talk on the phone, maybe once or twice a year. But the friendship, I love it because there's no stipulations and there's no conditions and there's no obligations. That's the kind of relationship I love. I don't like relationships where I'm obligated to do something, and if I don't do that, the person is going to get, what's the word, angry at me. Mm-mm. So during dinner, one of my girlfriends shared a story about a woman that she thought was one of her best friends. She thought she was close and close with her, and she thought she was really, truly a best friend. You know, their children grew up together for the last 10, 12 years. They work at the same school. They're both teachers. They both have children on the soccer team. They both socialized at each other's houses for birthdays, etc. So she really considered this woman to be a very close and dear friend. You know what? So before I go on, let me give some names to these characters, because instead of she, I want to make everything clear. Fictitious names, of course. I'm going to call my friend Roma. Roma, like Roma, Italy, Roma. And the other woman that Roma considered to be her best friend for years, I'm going to call her, get this one, Angria. Angria. And you can, short for angry. So Roma's daughter played on the school soccer team. And she plays one of the most important positions on the soccer team. Can anyone guess what that is? I don't know that much about soccer, but I do know that the most important position on the soccer field is the goalie. You know, the goalie is responsible for whether the opposing team is going to score any points. And in my opinion, the goalie determines the whole game. I mean, you have a good goalie, you have a good team. You have a bad goalie, the team is screwed. So one day, Roma's daughter, the one that is my friend, the Roma's daughter, the one that is playing goalie, broke her wrist while playing soccer. She was trying to block a ball, and I don't know if it was the way the ball hit her, but her wrist was shattered. And Roma's telling me the story over dinner, and I'm listening, and she says, so of course she takes her daughter to the hospital. She had to have minor surgery, set in a cast. So for the last week or two, Roma was back and forth with her daughter taking care of this injury. So now the school soccer team is without a goalie. And being out a goalie is, you might as well just give up the game, right? And the crazy thing was, on the team, there were no girls that were even qualified to play the position of goalie. And so without a goalie, the team was, the school soccer team was just going to lose every game, practically. Now, unbeknown to Roma, Angria brought up the idea to the coach. She knew another girl in another school district, and she went to the coach, Angria went to the coach and said, "Hey, I know this girl, and she's a goalie, and she can play on our team while Roma's daughter was out." In other words, she was going to recruit this girl from another school district to play goalie. Now, this is against school policy. It's against the, you can't go to another school district and plug in and pick up a girl and plug in a student to just fill in to be a goalie. You just can't do that. But Angria's priority was winning at all costs, including breaking the rules, or let's just be honest, including just cheating. Now, I'm not up here trying to say that I never cheated at anything, or I never tried to get over, or I never did anything like this. No, I am not sitting up here on a pedestal looking down and saying, "Oh, how terrible." Because honestly, I know how to work the system. I've worked the system a couple of times. I'm going to be honest. I don't do it anymore. And the reason why is because whatever I put out, I call it BS. Whatever BS I put out, the BS is going to come back to me. It's not what you think. It's the boomerang system. You put it out, you get it back. So I'm listening to this story, and I'm thinking, wow, this Angria, what an interesting woman. She is willing to, wanting to basically break the rules and cheat regardless of the example it's giving to the girls on the soccer team, regardless of the example she's giving to her own children. And when my friend Roma found out about it, she immediately reported that to the school principal. Oh, the girl from the different district was all ready to play goalie. She was already on the team. The coach had already given her a uniform. But when my girlfriend Roma found out about it, and see, these are the kind of friends I have. No, these are the kind of friends I choose. Found out about it, she reported it. So consequently, the coach was fired. And again, the girls' soccer team was left with not only a goalie, but now the soccer team didn't have a coach. And Angria was furious. Angria was angry, boiling. And guess what happened? the friendship that Roma thought she had with Angria evaporated like a puff of smoke. It was instantly over. Nada. It's done. Didn't exist. It's over. No thank you. Goodbye. Angria was so angry. And guess how Angria started treating my friend Roma? Well, I told you they work at the same school. Now, instead of chatting and talking and acknowledging, Angria passed my girlfriend in the hall, head up, no acknowledge of her existence. It's the technical term is silent treatment, cold shoulder. I'm pissed off at you. You don't exist to me. Isn't that interesting? Because somebody doesn't do what you want them to do, or somebody doesn't treat you the way you want them to treat them, you're totally angry, and then you don't, and then you're done. Well, this says a lot. Doesn't say anything. This says a lot about the type of person Angria is. Now, my girlfriend, when she was telling this story, I was sitting across from her, and she was telling the story, and she's actually had her hand on her heart. She had her hand on her heart, and she was crying because she told me, she says, she really hurt me. I thought we were friends. I thought we were close. I loved her. I loved her family. I loved her children. How can she behave like this? How can Angria treat me in this manner? And I'm listening to the story. And I'm thinking to myself, because of what I've learned and my experiences in my life, hell yeah, I have people pissed off at me. Hell yeah, I have people, you're done. For whatever reason, they thought I did something to them. Now they're going to be pissed off. Or I didn't do something for them. Now they're going to be pissed off. And let me say this. My hand is up in the air. I've done the same thing. I've treated people the same way. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and you know why? Because the rest of the story is going to be fascinating. The rest of this story is going to have you on the edge of your seat. The rest of this story is going to give you tools and strategies for anyone or anybody that gets angry at you. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Come back after a 20-second commercial break.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Reality, spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality, spirituality. And we are back. You're listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Where was I? I love those commercial breaks. During the commercial, I just want to let you know I just take a glass of water, have a little sip of water. I relax my shoulders. I close my eyes. I breathe, and I just ask the universe for just to relax me and just give me the ability to share with you this important message. Now, again, my girlfriend Roma was sitting there telling me the story with her hand on her heart, and she was really hurt. I want to ask you, have you been the subject of anyone's anger and that type of behavior when somebody gives you the cold shoulder and doesn't and just eliminated you? Yes, I have. Or maybe you were the perpetrator of that kind of behavior. Yes, I'm guilty. Or maybe you've even witnessed this kind of behavior. You know, witness people, I'm mad at this person, I'm mad at her, and I'm not talking to her. I think we've all witnessed it. So you, my dear listener, can relate to this circumstance. As I listened to her story, I immediately thought of, how did my girlfriend, how did Roma create this problem? Because, believe it or not, our relationships, every experience that we have with another person has our signature all over it. Every experience with another person is our own creation. I mean, every experience we've created, all of these experiences. And Roma kept saying, I can't believe how she's been treating me. I can't believe how she's treating me now. I thought we were friends. I mean, haven't you heard that? Haven't you said that statement? I thought we were friends. I thought she was my friend. I thought she cared about me. I thought he or she loved me. Come on. Mm-mm. But it was Roma's fault. It was Roma's creation that caused the whole thing. How? Why? Let me share. Since every relationship that we're in is a direct reflection of us, is a direct reflection of ourselves, I looked into my girlfriend's eyes and I said, have you ever observed Angria treating anyone else like she's treating you now? Have you ever seen her treat any of her other coworkers, women, men, the way she's treating you now? And guess what she answered? Of course I have. I've witnessed it. I've seen it. She's witnessed Angria getting angry at other people and giving them the cold shoulder and the silent treatment. But the difference is, she thought this would never happen to her. She was special. She and Angry were so close. Best of friends. So then I hit her with a bombshell. Bombshell. Not a bombshell. I hit her with a bomb. Bombshell is after the bomb. No, I hit her with a bomb. And the bomb was, why would you choose to engage in a friendship with a person that displayed that kind of behavior to other people? Why would you choose to be friends with someone else who treated other people like that whenever she got mad or wasn't happy? Why would you choose to have her as a friend? See, this is the interesting thing. When people, I've been around, listen, Jesus, thousands, relatives, coworkers, friends. And what I've learned is, however they treat others, and I have people that I know that all they do is talk about someone else. And they ain't compliments either. And they talk and they talk and talk about someone else's behavior. I don't think that they're going to start talking about me. That doesn't even make sense. If they talk, if people talk about other people in a negative way, you can believe they're going to be talking about you at one time or another in a negative way. If you witness, if someone in your life is not speaking to someone else or giving them the silent treatment or the cold shoulder, you can believe that one day it's going to happen to you. It's just a matter of time. So, don't let me just say this. I do not have clean hands in this. I've said it before. I do not have clean hands. I've been guilty of ragging on people, of talking on people, talking about people. Of course, when they're not around, but talking about people. But however, in this quest for being happy, I just had to stop. It doesn't feel good to gossip. It doesn't feel good to speak ill of anyone else. It just doesn't feel good anymore. And quite frankly, even more importantly, and really listen to this one, even more importantly, whatever you recognize in anyone else, whatever you recognize in anyone else, you own it yourself. If you say someone is dishonest, guess what? So are you. If you say someone is, I can't even think of these terms that I don't use anymore. If you think someone is backstabber, so are you. You cannot recognize what you don't own. You cannot recognize what you don't have yourself. I know that's a hard one. Ouch. Amazingly, my girlfriend Roma agreed that yes, she was responsible for the silent treatment she was receiving. That's why she's one of my girlfriends. Yes, she was responsible because she witnessed Angria behaving like that with other people, and now she didn't do anything or say anything. She still was friends with her. But this is one of my favorite parts of the story. Part two. I asked Roma, I said, so what are you going to do about it? Because Roma's just been mirroring the same behavior that as Angria has been behaving. Angria walks by, doesn't speak. Roma's not speaking either. I said, so she's just mirroring the behavior. And I said, what are you going to do about it? And Roma looked a little confused. She says, well, what can I do? She's not speaking to me. What can I do? And I told her, I said, you know, you have all the power. Why are you allowing another person to dictate your behavior? Because she's not speaking to you, that means you're not going to speak to her? I told her, I said, the next time you see her, say hello. Hi. With a big smile. It doesn't matter if Angria responds back. It doesn't matter. It only matters how you respond, my dear listeners. It doesn't matter what the other person does or doesn't do. And my girlfriend admitted, she says, I don't feel good not speaking to her. But what else am I going to do? I mean, this conditioning that someone doesn't speak to me, I don't need to speak to you. That's bull crap. Hey, this is my show. That's bullshit. So I told Roman, I said, listen, you want to really screw with her? You want to really stab her? You really want to get to her? You want to really hurt her? this is what you do. You go in the kitchen and you make up and you make this new recipe that I've discovered, and this is what I call it. I call it a love sandwich. See, when people behave in that manner and they're pissed off, that's them. Why are you going to fire back why are you going to fire back the same? No, you give her a love sandwich and let her choke on it. I said, listen, say hello. Tell her the color she's wearing looks good on her. Listen, when somebody's angry at you and all you can throw back is love, all you can just give them back is love, they're suffering, people. They're suffering. They're suffering because who is going to throw their nose up? Who is going to ignore? Who is going to not respond to a big embrace and love? I don't know anybody that has the power to deflect love. I'm sorry. And that is one of the strategies, and that's one of the tools that I use right now with anyone or anybody that is, let's say, has a little bit of a lemon in them. When you go into a dark room and you turn on the light, the darkness disappears. You, my dear listeners, are the light. You are the light. Be the light in this world. Don't allow anyone to pull you into the darkness, and don't allow anyone to dance their dark dance with you. And, you know, your ego and your pride might say, well, I'm not going to do it. You know, they have to come to me. What can I do? No, 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 no. Open your arms, throw them a love sandwich, and let me tell you something. It's a powerful tool. It's more powerful than snubbing someone. It's more powerful than not talking to someone for years. It's more powerful than being angry and just eliminating. It's more powerful. And it's a choice. Every relationship that you're in, you dictate how it's going to go. Oh, I cannot believe that this is all the time we have for today's show. It went by so fast. Oh, my goodness. I want to thank you so much for listening. And remember, feel free to email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And if you like information on my coaching programs I offer, please visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com and go to the private sessions tab. Also, go to Reality Spirituality's face page and like that. Until next time, remember, one of your greatest gifts from the universe is your ability to choose in any situation, in any circumstance, or even in any relationship. You and you alone can choose how you want to react and how you want to feel. You have the power. And now that you know how powerful you are, you can begin to choose how you're going to spend the rest of these precious moments of this life. Happiness is a choice. You've been listening to Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and this is Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. Spirituality. You got a question for RLN? Spirituality. Yeah, it's time. time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.